Coming up, we're going to tell you all about Bid It to Win It. It gets underway starting tomorrow. We'll have details coming up for you in the next 10 minutes.
All right. Sounds good. And also 10 after laughter coming up.
Rick Rickman has your news headlines for you this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. One person has died after a group of swimmers got caught in the rip current off a beach in Seaside Heights early Monday evening. Fire officials say that seven people went into the water around 7 p.m. when lifeguards were off duty. Firefighters and members of the rescue squad pulled them from the water, but one victim needed CPR and later died at the hospital. Property owners and renters in New Jersey will receive something extra in their mailbox this week, their annual property tax relief checks provided through the state's Anchor program. Beginning tomorrow, the state will begin sending eligible residents their confirmation letters with details about this year's tax relief benefits. Tropical Storm Erin could become the first hurricane of the 2025 Atlantic season this week. Erin is expected to continue to strengthen and eventually become a hurricane while crossing the Atlantic later this week. The National Hurricane Center says it's too early to determine the possible impact of Erin on the East Coast, though rough surf and rip currents are expected. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Rick Rickman. Now here's Shore Weather.
It's going to be a sunny day today with highs reaching 80. Areas of patchy fog tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, lows near 73. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers, then the chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise partly sunny, high near 80. That's your Jersey Shore Weather.